USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump expressed sympathy for his Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, after calls for his resignation following the unveiling of new sex trafficking charges against billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Acosta brought an earlier case against Epstein in Florida more than a decade ago, but he ultimately agreed to not pursue charges in federal court. He said that Acosta had been efficient on the job.
For 2.5 years, he's been just an excellent Secretary of Labor.
He shrugged off concerns that, as a U.S. attorney, Acosta signed off on a plea agreement that saw Epstein serving no time in federal prison.
I do hear that there were a lot of people involved in that decision, not just him.
When he was asked what he now thinks of his old friend, the president says they had a falling out.
I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years. I wasn't a fan.
This is USA Radio News.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th, with an epic 15-hour Woot off with deals every 30 minutes, plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
President Trump says he's done working with the British ambassador to the U.S. after it was leaked that he called the Trump administration inept. USA's Tim Berg has more.
The president tweeted that Ambassador Kim Darroch is not liked in the U.S. John Hanna is with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He tells Fox News,
the scandal is not that you've got diplomats around the world trying to give their foreign offices unvarnished opinions of foreign leaders. I sat in the State Department for a number of years, and listen, this would be the worst nightmare because I read a lot of cables from U.S. ambassadors talking about the foreign leaders that would certainly give the British ambassador a run for his money and how disparaging they were. The real question here is who leaked it, why did they do it, what's their agenda. They're going to look at possibly a foreign hack of these cables to see whether or not there was an adversary state that's looking to get in between the United States and Great Britain.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Justice Department is continuing to work on a plan to place a citizenship question on the 2020 census. USA's John Clements reports.
Despite the Supreme Court's decision to block the question from showing up on the census, Attorney General William Barr is working to find a way for the rationale to include the question about citizenship on the census.
We've been considering all the options, and I've been in constant discussions with the President ever since the Supreme Court decision came down. And I think over the next day or two, you'll see what approach we're taking. And I think it does provide a pathway for getting the question on the census.
I'm John Clemens.
There's yet another candidate trying to win the Democratic presidential nomination, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Billionaire and liberal activist Tom Steyer had said not that long ago that he was not going to be running for the White House, instead focusing on impeaching Donald Trump. But now Steyer's announced he is joining the already crowded field of Democrats, issuing a video on Tuesday morning.
I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy, that the politicians don't care about or respect them.
The 62-year-old Steyer's announcement that he was in the race came just hours after former Congressman Eric Swalwell announced he was out of the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.